The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 31st of October, 2008. It is Halloween, a day that goes back 2,000 years to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. For the Celts of Northern Europe, Britain, Ireland, the north of France, October 31st was New Year's Eve. The New Year began on November 1st, the end of the fall harvest. And it was on this day, October the 31st, when the division between the world of the living and the world of the dead was considered to be dissolved, and the dead could come back to earth again. They might damage crops, they might cause sickness, but they also helped the priests, the druids, to tell the future, make predictions about the coming year. And so the druids built huge bonfires, people gathered around them, burned sacrifices for the gods, told each other's fortunes, and dressed up in costumes, usually animal skins and animal heads. The Romans co-opted the Celtic holiday, and then in the 9th century, the Christians co-opted both of them, the Pope deciding that the pagan festival needed to be replaced with a Christian one, so he moved the holiday called All Saints' Day from May the 13th to November 1st, a time for Christians to honor all the saints and martyrs. All Saints' Day, which was called All Hallowmas, which became All Hallows, and so the night before was referred to as All Hallows' Eve, and finally Halloween. It was on this day in 1517 Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg. Martin Luther, a monk who disagreed with the church's practice of selling indulgences, selling the forgiveness of sins. Martin Luther did not intend to break away from the church. He wanted to reform the church. He posted the theses as points to be argued in a public debate. But he set in motion a huge rift within the church, which eventually led to the Reformation. It's the birthday of the poet Annie Finch, born 1956 on this day, New Rochelle, New York. Her newest book of poems, Calendars. Annie Finch, who said, "A poem is words that fit together in a special way so it's easy to remember and it sounds like magic." It's the birthday of John Keats, born Finsbury Pavement near London, 1795. His father was a stable keeper, died when the boy was 8. His mother died of tuberculosis when he was a teenager. After his mother's death, Keats started to read old classics, poetry, Spenser's Fairy Queen. He was an apprentice in a hospital, even worked as a surgeon, but he quit and focused on poetry. His first collection got bad reviews. Realized that he was suffering from tuberculosis, moved to a friend's house in the country, which was next door to a beautiful young woman named Fanny Braun, and John Keats fell in love with her. In love, knowing he was sick in just a few months, he wrote most of the poems he's famous for today, including To a Nightingale, On a Grecian Urn, and To Psyche. His tuberculosis got worse, and he went off to Italy, where he died in Rome in 1821, having just published his long poem Endymion, which begins with the line, "A thing of beauty is a joy forever." Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall, "I'll Be Seeing You." World War II is slipping away. I can feel it. Its officers are gray. Their wives who danced at the USO are gray too. Veterans forget their stories. Some lands they fought in have new names. And Linda Vanetti, who deserted the husband who raised cows to run off with an officer, has come home to look after her mother and work the McDonald's morning shift. William Holden is dead, and my mother, who knew all the words to "When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World." poem by Joe McDougall, I'll Be Seeing You from Towns Facing Railroads, published by University of Arkansas Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.